Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgson. McBride reaches second base with a double. Lewis goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgson. Vernon reaches second base with a double. McBride scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive to left field. Hodgson throws towards Callaway. Callaway fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Callaway. Vernon scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. Spence moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Spence moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to third. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tresh moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgin hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Masterson hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. York hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Philly steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopat covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Lopat reaches second base with a double. Tresh goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Senators. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lopat moves to third. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Masterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Mike Tresh. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lopat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 4-2, Senators. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Senators. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgin takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hodgin trying to get to second. Spence throws the ball in to Pretty, who relays the ball to Sullivan, who tags Hodgin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. George Dickey now catching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Spence hits a line drive towards the mound. Lopat reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pretty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Philly bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0-for-3 in the game. Masterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-4 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey strikes out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-4 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.